ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 In every Vedantic text, when the Srishtihi, creation is discussed as a method of arriving at the truth, the matter is brought into discussion first. Very simple. Why matter is brought into discussion? When the creation is discussed, because matter is the material cause. Therefore, naturally matter has to be brought into discussion. But matter itself cannot contribute for the creation, because matter is of the nature of inertness. So what is that which contributes for the matter to be, to have, matter to have the status of being the material cause? Is, we say, Chaitanyam, the consciousness, or Brahman. So the pure consciousness with matter alone becomes what? Ishwaraha. So in this text we were seeing the matter. We saw the original matter, the uncreated, original, primordial, most abstract, subtlest matter is known by the term Mula Ajnanam or Mula Avidya or Mula Prakritihi. I am using three different words. All the three are synonyms. Mula Ajnanam, Mula Avidya or Mula Prakritihi. And this original subtlest matter, otherwise known by these any of these three words, now Mula Vidya, is of three types. One matter alone is of three types. And what are those three types of the original matter? Predominantly sattvic matter called Maya. Even though Maya is predominantly sattvic, still Maya also has other two gunas, Rajas and Tamas. Similarly, the predominantly Rajasic matter called Avidya, which is predominantly rajasic, but it is also has sattva and tamas. Then predominantly tamasic matter called prakritihi. I repeat, predominantly sattvic matter called maya, predominantly rajasic matter called avidya, and predominantly tamasic matter called prakritihi. Now, of these three, the first two, maya and avidya, serve as upadhis, manifesting medium for consciousness. Upadhi is a manifesting medium. So this maya, because of the maya is samashti ajnanam, samashtihi, and avidya is vyashtihi. Therefore, this consciousness we saw already manifest in this maya is enjoys the status of being the Ishwaraha. The consciousness manifests in avidya has the status of being the Jivaha. Really, the Jiva and Ishvara absolutely one and the same consciousness. The difference, as difference as Jiva and Ishvara, only because of the difference in the manifesting medium, the Upadhi. We also saw then, this Maya has twofold powers. What is that power? Avarana Shaktihi, Vikshepa Shaktihi. And Avarana Shaktihi, even though it's called power of veiling, it does not cover Ishvara. The Avarana Shaktihi contributes for the status, Ishvara's status, which state is the status of being the all-knowing and omniscient. And Vikshepa Shaktihi, the power of projecting, contributes for the status of being the almighty, omnipotent. The two powers of Maya. Maya obtaining as the power of veiling and power of projecting contribute for the Ishvara's status of being the omniscient and omnipotent. Thereby, the status of being the creator. And Jiva, we saw, what is Jivaha? Again, Jivaha is nothing but awareness associated with the avidya. But the power of veiling, avarna shaktihi, and the vikshepa shaktihi, these two powers are there for maya, avidya also. But power of veiling at the individual, the total individual level, vyashti level, covers the intellect. Thereby, it contributes for what? The ignorance, now the thought level, ignorance. Listen, ajnanam. It prevents, there is, what is, there is knowledge, I am, but what I am is prevented, is not known, isn't it? The I am alone is there. I am what? That is not there. Not I am is there, but what I am is not there. Or I am awareness, the full, total knowledge is not there, which means that the I am is there, but later on, what I am, that what is covered, the answer for what is covered. Is it covered means what? It is there, see? The therefore, this avarna shakti at the individual level covers, contributes for what now? Self-ignorance. And thereby, then vikshepa shaktihi, the power of projection, contributes for what? The erroneous perception, adhyasa, and thereby erroneous notions, ahankara, and thereby all superimpositions of limitations of the non-self upon the self, and then indirectly what contributes for the samsara. Isn't it? The sense of being bound itself is because of the wrong notion, which is ahankara. It's all finally this adhya, this avarna shaktihi, and the part of the jiva contributes for the samsara, which means jiva becomes, jiva is as though the creator of samsara. Ishvara is the creator of the jagat. This much you already seen in the previous classes. Then, now we entered into the Ishvara Srishti, the topic of creation. We are keeping away jiva for some time. Now we are entering into the analysis of the creation. It is called Adhyaropa Prakaranam or Srishti Prakaranam. Here, Ishvaraha, the one endowed with the power of the wielding power called Maya, which in terms of Avarna Shaktihi and Vikshepa Shaktihi, is said to be making use of this tamapradana prakritihi. Remember now, the tamapradana predominantly tamasic matter is made use of. So the entire cosmos, what we perceive now is what? The cause is the predominantly tamasic matter. How this gross universe came into existence? How subtle universe came into existence? For which, before that, first originally, how the elements came into existence? That's what we were seeing last class. In that context, we saw first. So, Ishvara, now you leave everything. Just take only tamah pradhana prakritihi. We are not now bringing into account what? We are not bringing into the discussion now sattva pradhana, maya, avidya, everything leave alone now. Take only prakritihi. The third type of original matter is called prakritihi. Not maya, not avidya. Okay? The third type of matter. We are not talking about the first type of matter, Maya. We are not talking about the second type of matter, the Avidya. We are talking about the third type of matter. What is that? Predominantly tamasic matter is called Prakritihi. Is it clear? And this, from this prakritihi, the predominantly tamasic matter prakritihi, also, even though it is predominantly tamasic, it also has what? Sattva gunaha and rajo gunaha, which means it is also endowed with sattvic and rajasic aspects. You have to remember one thing. The original primordial matter is of three constituents. Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic aspects are there. So those three are there in all three types of matter. But one becomes the predominant in each. In sattva becomes predominant in maya. Rajas becomes predominant in avidya, then tamas becomes predominant in prakriti. Hope I'm not confusing. Is it clear? So now we are talking about only prakritihi. Now you have to forget about all those things. Moola, avidya, original, primordial matter, leave alone. And three types of that of the three types, predominantly sattvic matter, maya, you leave. Predominantly rajasic matter, avidya, you leave. Now you have to think of only one type of matter, third type of matter, that is predominantly tamasic matter. Okay? And it's predominantly tamasic. From this alone, subtle elements, subtle sense powers, gross elements, gross elementals, all of them have come into existence from this predominantly tamasic matter. Gross elements and the gross elementals, subtle elements, subtle elementals. So subtle and the gross, okay, elements and the elementals, the entire elemental universe, subtle and the gross universe, have come into existence from this predominantly tamasic matter called prakritihi. The universe is not the whole world, objective universe, the entire objective universe, the entire cosmos, including every individual body, mind, sense complex, is a product of this predominantly tamasic matter only. So, how it begins? This textbook, how it presents the Srishti? It says, this predominantly tamasic matter called Prakritihi also has three amshas, three aspects, sattva amshaha, rajomshaha, sattvamshaha, rajomshaha, then tamasamshaha. Isn't it? Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspects of the predominantly tamasic matter. Understand? Now there, what you do, say only the sattvic aspects of the matter alone you take. So from this, okay, this, therefore, from this predominantly tamasic matter came into existence five subtle elements, subtle original elements. Subtle elements means ungrossified elements, not gross elements, subtle elements. See, even subtle elements are not perceptible. Subtle earth is not perceptible. Earth means you need to think of something gross. Subtle earth, subtle water, subtle fire, subtle air, subtle space are not perceptible. And the subtle elements, where have they come from? They are products of this predominantly tamasic matter. And how? The sequence. Subtlest of the subtle elements is subtle space. Space came first. From the space came air. From the air came fire. From the fire came water. The water came earth. Is it clear? And now each element in this order. So each element has threefold aspects of their cause. what is the cause of the subtle elements, immediate, direct cause of the subtle elements is what? Predominantly tamasic matter called prakritihi. I'm repeating so that you won't forget. You don't need to go back and do any homework. So each element has three aspects. Sattvamshaha, rajasamshaha, rajomshaha. Sattvamshaha, rajomshaha. Is it? Tamasamshaha. The sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspects are there in each element. Now we have five subtle elements with three aspects. So these five subtle elements are called sukshma bhutani or tanmatrani. Tanmatram sukshma bhutam subtle element are all synonyms. Tanmatraha. Tanmatra. Tanmatra means what? Tanmatra. Tanmatrani na means just subtle element, that's all. Subtle space is a tanmatra. Subtle air is a tanmatra. Subtle fire is a tanmatra. Each subtle element is tanmatra. So sukshma bhutani. When you say this, it is called what? Sukshma bhuta srishtihi. Creation of subtle elements. Just very quickly it goes. How and all it is not discussed. Why? Actually our interest is not in knowing the creation. But just very quickly go. We have to arrive at the truth. Okay. Now, from the sattvic aspect of each element, corresponding sense, subtle sense power has come into existence. From the creation of subtle elements, now we are moving on to the creation of subtle elementals. What are the subtle elementals? First, subtle elementals, we see the sense powers. Sense powers. Five sense powers which obtain in the five physical parts called Golakani. The sense powers are Indriyani. So, seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch, all these subtle five sense powers, you know, are products of, or have come into existence from where, you know, products of this sattvic aspect of the five subtle elements. So, sattvic aspect of each element has become what? One given subtle sense power. So the seeing like that, no? So we say the power of hearing is sattvic aspect of the, no, space. The power of touch is sattvic aspect of air. The power of seeing is sattvic aspect of fire, subtle fire. Then the power of taste is sattvic aspect of water, and the power of smelling is the sattvic aspect of the earth. So from sattvic aspect of each element has become a given subtle sense power. Is it clear now? Then all the five subtle sattvic aspects of all the five elements together become the cause of the entire antahkaranam. So antahkaranam, so the sense powers are said to be bahya karanani, external means of, no, external sense organs. Mind is said to be the internal, no, antahkarana sense organ. But even though mind is said to be internal, this is not actually, there's no only figurative expression. There's no real, mind is not really internal. Understand, mind pervades everything. But in between the mind and the external, you know, upper world of objects, the sense powers are in between. Therefore, mind is said to be figuratively as an internal, antahkaranam. Sense power is called bahya karanam, external. Really speaking, there is no internal, external. Understand? One thing you have to understand, the six aspects, antahkaranam is a product of sattvic aspects of all the five elements together. And each sense power is the product of sattvic aspect of a given, you know, element. Is it clear now? So now you have understood what the sattvic elemental products, sense powers. Not only your sense power, isn't it? Now you can understand all the sense powers obtaining in all the living beings are, have come into existence from the sattvic aspects of subtle elements. All the antahkaranams are products of what? Sattvic aspects of subtle elements. So last class we came up to this point and we analyzed very, he defined what is antahkaranam. Antahkaranam is of two names, two types. One is what? Two different names are given to antahkaranam as manaha and buddhihi. And these two names are actually functional names. Actually speaking, antahkaranam is one alone. It is not two. We don't have two minds or two antahkaranam. One antahkaranam gets two names as mind and intellect, manaha and buddhihi, in keeping with the functions. If there is a decision, that is mind, the intellect. If there is dilemma, doubt, confusion, that is mind. Intellect and mind. And all the emotions come under the, you know, come as part of the mind. So manaha and buddhihi. We saw, of course, I'm not going to discuss elaborately. Then he also talked about chittam and ahankaraha. And what is chittam? Chittam is memory. And there's a beautiful definition of chittam here. Anusandhanam, isn't it? Anusandhatmika anusandna vrittihi. So the thought, which is a collection of the past experiences, which are also in the form of thoughts, constitute what? Memory. And this memory belongs to mind, and ahankaraha, I said, the thought, the antahkarana vrittihi, the thought, which is because of which self-identity is possible, is called ahankara. The thought without which self-identity is not possible, because of which self-identity is possible, that thought is called ahankaraha. For you to say, I am a human being, I am a conscious being, to say that, the identity, isn't it? To have self-identity, you need a given thought. Yes, that particular thought is called ahankaraha. The ahankara actually has been taken as the buddhihi, part of the buddhi. Now, even though we see the four, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha, all these are all what? Products of, all these together constitute, you can say what? Come under one object called mind, antahkaranam, and they are all what? Products of sattvic aspects of subtle elements. Is it clear? This much we have already seen. We have to go to the new lesson today. Don't forget, we are in the process of analyzing the creation. And we have seen what now? Now we are seeing the creation of subtle elementals. There we have seen the creation of subtle minds and the subtle sense powers. Now we are going to see the next. See the 70th sentence here. So we saw that abhimanatmika antahkarana vrittihi ahankaraha. The next, he is concluding now that what is conclusion is about what? Conclusion of the creation of subtle elementals in terms of antakkarnam and sense powers. Yete punaha akashadi gata sattvika amshebhyaha militebhyaha utpadyante. Which means, utpadyante means come into existence. What come into existence? This memory and ahankaraha, memory and ego. So the thought because of which self-identity is possible is called ego. Because of which I sense is possible. The knowledge I am is possible is called ahankara. Now, even the ahankara, memory, ahankara, ego, memory, the chittam, manaha, buddhihi, all of them are also what? Products of sattvic aspects of the all the five subtle elements. There ends the topic. We are going to the new lesson now. Now we are going to understand now the nature of the subtle. In the next month he is talking about the nature of the antahkaranam and the sense powers. He is talking. Yetesham prakashatmakatvat sattvikamsha karyatvam. Okay. So, yetesha means of these means what? Of these six. Six means what? Antahkaranam. Antahkaranam in terms of what? Intellect, mind, memory and ego. Okay, antahkaranam. And five sense powers. All of them, prakashatmakatvat, they are of the nature of illumining, illuminating. Prakashatmakatva means they are of the nature of illumining. They are capable of illumining. Mind is capable of illumining. And the sense powers are capable of illumining. You know how they are capable of illumining? Is it? Because they are capable of illumining, the antahkaranam enjoys the status of being the illuminator. Also sense power also what now? Enjoys status of being the illuminators. They have the capacity to enjoy the status of being the illuminators. The seeing power is capable of illumining what? Illumining the light, form, color. Hearing power is capable of illumining the sound. So each sense power is capable of illumining its corresponding sense object. And similarly, that's because the mind, the entire internal, the antahkaranam, the mind as a whole, is capable of backing the sense powers. Now, the mind also is what now? Is capable of illumining. Because mind and sense powers are of the capacity to illumine, they are called what now? They are said to be the products of sattvic aspects of subtle elements. You ask the question, why do you call mind and sense powers the products of sattvic aspects of subtle elements? Because they are capable of illumining. Understand, this capable of illumining, underline and keep it. We'll analyze again, discuss later on. Why, how are they capable of illumining? There's a different thing, isn't it? But still they're capable of illumining. Capable of illumining because they're capable of manifesting. So, understand that therefore, they are of the nature of illumining, knowing, illumining better, okay? They're called what now? They're said to be the products of the sattvic aspects of subtle elements. Understand? Okay. Now we'll go to the next line. So here, we talk about the five layers of personality, pancha koshaha. So there, these five we have learned now. What the six we have learned? What is it? Antahkaranam, consisting of four types of thoughts, known by four different names as manaha, buddhi, mind, intellect, memory and ego. Manaha, buddhi, chitta, mahankaraha. This antahkaranam. And five sense powers, subtle sense powers. All the six, the antahkaranam plus jnanendriyani, all the six, which are products of the sattvic aspects of subtle elements, constitute what now? Vijnanamayaha koshaha. Now we are learning differently, okay? Finally, you are going to understand everything. What is Vijnanamayaha koshaha? Yes, learn the technical term. Vijnan, one layer of human, the five layers of personality. The one layer of personality is called what now? Vijnanamayaha koshaha. You need to know all the five different layers of personality later on to distinguish the person from the personality. Isn't it? The person, the meaning of the word person has to be distinguished from the layers of personality. Understand? So now we are learning one layer of personality called Vijnanamayaha Koshaha. Vijnanamayaha Koshaha means what here? What is that? These six antahkaranam plus five subtle sense powers constitute what? Vijnanamayaha Koshaha. Now we can say simply differently also. Vijnanamayaha koshaha is a product of sattvic aspects of subtle elements. Can you say that? Is it clear now? The six are otherwise called Vijnanamayaha koshaha. Different name you are learning. Okay. Iyam புத்திஹ ஞான இந்திரியைஹி சஹிதா விஞ்ஞானமய கோஷோ பவதி. ஓகே, சியர் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஷுட் ஐ டேக் தி என்டையர் அந்தகரணம் ஆர் ஓன்லி தி புத்திஹி? வி சே எஸ், ஓன்லி தி புத்தி ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஆஃப் அந்தகரணம். The intellect aspect of antahkaram alone, take it. Okay, the buddhi intellect plus five subtle sense powers, six of them constitute what? Vijnanamayaha koshaha. And there, take, you know, from the antahkaram, take the mind aspect. Intellect plus sense powers form the vijnanamayaha koshaha, one layer of personality. Mind plus sense powers form the manomaya koshaha. Manomaya koshaha, it is not given that I am telling you. Okay? Manomaya koshaha, vijnanamaya koshaha, two layers of personality. Isn't it? What is manomaya koshaha? Mind plus sense powers. What is vijnanamaya koshaha? Intellect plus sense powers. So sense powers are included in where? Vijnanamaya koshaha as well as in manomaya koshaha. Now whether you call manomaya koshaha, vijnanamaya koshaha, these two layers of personality are nothing but products of sattvic aspects of subtle elements. Different ways of doing it, okay? Now, ayam kartrutva bhoktrutva sukhitva dukkhitvadi abhimanatvat. Sir, abhimanatvena ihaloka paraloka gami வ்யவஹாரிகஹ ஜீவஹ இத்யுச்யதே. ஓகே, நவ் ஹீ இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட், நவ் வாட் இஸ் தர் ஐ சென்ஸ் இஸ் பாசிபிள் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன் பர்டிகுலர் கிவன் விருத்தி. இஸ் இட் கிவன் அந்தக்கரண விருத்திஹி? So the given thought, because of it, the given thought modification, not mere thought, a given thought modification, because of which self-identity is possible, I-sense is possible, is called ahankaraha, ego. We saw that, isn't it? Once that ego is there, without the I sense, is it possible for one to have the notion that I am the doer? The notion I am, first, not notion, the first of all, there must be I sense, the knowledge I am, isn't it? Without the knowledge I am, without the I sense, is it possible for one to have the notion about the self? There must be self-identity. Only then one can have the notion about this self. Isn't it? What are the notions now? I am the doer. So, enjoying the status of being the doer is called what? Kartrutvam. Doership. Then enjoying the status of being the enjoyer is called what? Bhoktrutvam. Enjoyership. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Then so kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, bhoktrutvam. Then sukhitvam. Sukhitvam means what? Enjoying the status of being oneself, being happy. I am happy. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am happy. Dukkhitvam, enjoying the status of being the unhappy person. Dukkhitvadi abhimanatvena. Abhimanatvam means what? Such identity. Enjoying the status of being the one who has identity. Okay? Enjoying the status of being the one who has identity. Which identity? No, such as what? I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am happy, I am unhappy. All this, all these entertaining, intimate of all these notions. All these notions, they're all notions. Look at this. I am the doer is what? Notion. I am the enjoyer is what? Notion. I am happy is what? A notion. I am unhappy is what? Notion. Notion about whom? About oneself. Not about other person. Here particularly, okay, this notion about oneself. This notion about entertainment of the, having the entertainment, the notion about oneself is called what? Abhimanatvam, identity. Okay. This self-identity or notion about oneself as I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am happy, I am unhappy, etc. These notions are identity, one's identity as such is possible because of what? Because of, first of all, the given thought modification, because of the very I sense. Isn't it true? Very subtle lesson. Hope you understand it. We have to become very clear here itself. It doesn't want to go ahead first. If there is no such thing called I am, that I sense, the knowledge I am is called I sense. Without the I sense, how can there be identity, self-identity, such as doer, enjoyer, happy, unhappy, etc.? Isn't it? Therefore, now he says, the I sense, ahankara, najayam, because of which self-identity and the notions are possible. Okay. With those notions, so the one who is, now we are talking about now, the one who is endowed with this I sense. Look at this. The one who is endowed with ahankaraha, I sense, thereby one who enjoys the status of being the doer, enjoyer, being the happy, unhappy, entertaining the notions, with self-identity, and thereby one who travels where? Who travels here? One who travels paraloka ihaloka. The travels to paraloka means goes up to higher lokas by doing karma, enjoying, accumulating punyam, and goes to higher lokas. Also again, when the punyam gets exhausted, comes back to this again, this world, again is born again in this world, ihaloka, comes back, now again lives here in this world, accumulates punyam, goes to higher lokas, exhausts punyam, comes back. Like here, you live in your place, earn money, save money, go for a holiday, spend, when the money is over, come back to your own place, again earn. Is it like that? Like that, one who shuttles here and there, or slogs here and there, is called what? Jivaha ityuchyate. See, without even going to the body, he's talking about so much now. Who is a jivaha? Understand now? Don't talk about a swarupam. When you say jivaha, what does it mean? Not pure consciousness is not jiva. Consciousness associated with what? Avidya is jiva, isn't it? So, this now he says, this jivaha iti uchyate is said to be an individual. Who is a jivaha? The jivaha here is none other than one who is shuttling between this world and higher worlds. Where else can he go? Understand? When is he here in this world? When no punyam, has some punyam, he has limited punyam, he is around here. And accumulating, busy accumulating punyam. Sometimes papam also. Because he talks only about ihaloka paraloka gami, we take it as a good individual, okay? So accumulating, busy accumulating punyam, like busy earning money. And what does he do? Once punyam is accumulated, what do you do? Once you earned a lot of money, break from work, holiday. Like he also what now? Go with the punyam, he goes to higher loka. He, I use the word he, okay, just say jiva goes to higher loka. Again, punyam gets exhausted, comes back to this world. So, iha loka paraloka gami, one who keeps shuttling here and there, this person is called jivaha. Who is the one who can shuttle between this loka and that loka? One who has self-identity. Self-identity, he alone can go, isn't it? And who is the one who has self-identity? What self-identity? Which means one who entertaining the notions about the self is what? Having self-identity. What notions? I am the doer is a self-identity. I am the enjoyer. Not only that, I am happy, I am unhappy. All these, notions. So having self-identity, entertaining these notions about the self, isn't it? Thereby, one who keeps shuttling up and down, higher lokas and dislokas, is said to be jivaha. Jivaha iti kaha uchyate. Who is said to be the jivaha? Beautiful definition. Understand? Whether you go to higher... See, he talks about a very highly evolved jiva. We don't even go to next street. So, but he's talking about the jiva who is for one to very busy, involved in lots of punya karma, accumulating punyam and going to heaven and higher lokas and enjoying the heavenly pleasures and heavenly food and everything coming back. Isn't it? Which means some good jiva. Isn't not miserable jivas. Miserable only, but relatively less miserable jiva. Any jiva is miserable only, according to Shastra. Jnana is only non-miserable, okay, free from misery, is a wise person. So he had iti uchyate. Now, all these things he connected to Vijnanamaya Kosha, he finished. Now you can easily say, who is a jivaha? Look at this. Every aspect he is going to say. The self-identity with the vijnanamaya koshaha. If the identity is with the vijnanamaya koshaha, then you are a jiva. When the identity with the Vijnanamaya Kosha is there, in what form is there identity with the Vijnanamaya Kosha? See, you have identity everywhere, okay, all over. If whenever there are notions such as I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am happy, I am unhappy, these notions, when you entertain, your identity is with the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Vijnanamaya. Your identity is with the intellect. Your identity is with the intellect and the sense powers also. Is it clear? Is it clear? Then we called one who. You are a Jivaha. What is Vijnanamaya Koshaha? Intellect plus five sense powers constitute Vijnanamaya Koshaha. If the self-identity is Vijnanamaya Kosha, what thought notions you have? I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am happy, etc. Okay, now we'll go to the next one. What is Manomaya Kosha? He's going to say, talk about it. Because now you know what? Manomaya Kosha is also nothing but, say, from the Antakkaram itself, you take the mind aspect, isn't it? Intellect aspect goes with Vijnanamaya Kosha. Now, mind aspect with the same sense powers form what now? Manomaya Koshaha. Very simple. Manastu Jnanendriyaihi Sahitam San Manomaya Kosho Bhavati. So, mind aspect of the Antahkaranam. Mind with five sense powers, six of them constitute Manomaya Koshaha. Okay, so now he has said what now? Manomaya Koshaha, one layer of personality, Vijnanamaya Koshaha, another layer of personality, are the five layers of personality. Two layers of personality are called what? The pancha koshas are the two koshas, are what now? Products of sattvic aspects of subtle elements. Got it? Now you have to remember, ego is also material product. You are not holding on to ego. You just understand what ego is. That's enough. Your understanding, it's all understanding what it is. Okay. Now, so the products of the creation of the sattvic, the elements, from the sattvic aspects of subtle elements is over. Now, next enter into the creation of rajasic elementals. You mean what now? Now, from Rajomshaha, the rajasic aspect of the five subtle elements. Now, next? We have karma indriyani, five subtle powers of organs of actions. You have to remember very carefully here, we are not including the physical parts at all. Subtle, imperceptible powers alone we are seeing. So the powers, obtaining in hands, power obtaining in legs, the power obtaining in the organ of speech, and power obtaining in the excretory organ and organ of procreation. The five powers of organs of actions, all of them are subtle. We are nothing physical, nothing gross here. We are talking about the five powers which are called karma indriyani. Those five powers, and we are going to see here now, they are all products of rajasic aspects of the subtle elements. Sattva is over, isn't it? Now rajas we are seeing. Let us read now. Karmendriyani. First he enumerates Karmendriyani. It's all kindergarten lesson only. You can sleep half the way, half the time, and you can listen also. Don't worry. Don't sleep, but still you can be very cool. Something is not very difficult. I already know these things. This is called what now? Reinforcing. So even in sleep, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, somebody wakes you up, you can say and sleep. Which means what? You will never forget what Karmendriyani are. I think every one of you should start teaching, discussing, you know, sharing this class with other persons so that you become thorough for you. Karmendriyani.
Vakpani pada.
Payupasthakhyani. He says, the Karmendriyani. Indriyam is a subtle power. Indriyani, subtle powers. Subtle powers obtaining in organs of actions. Isn't it? In hands, legs, organ of speech, reproductory, then excretory organs. What are they? Walk. Power of organ of speech. Pani, the power obtaining in hands. Pada, the power obtaining in legs. Payu, then power, upayu and upastham, the powers obtaining in reproductory and excretory organs. So, five powers. Okay. Now, etani. Punaha. Akashadinam. Rajom shebhyaha. Vyastebhyaha. Prithak prithak. Kramena. Utpadyante. So, etani means these five subtle powers obtaining in organs of actions. You know, they also come into existence, they're born of, you know, separately, prithak prithak, independently, individually, from where? Rajom shebhyaha. The rajasic aspects of these five subtle elements respectively. Kramena means respectively. What does it mean? From space, rajasic aspect of space, one given power of, or the power, one karmendriyam has come into existence. Like from rajasic aspect of air, one given power. Rajasic aspect of fire, one given power. Like that, from each rajasic aspect of each subtle element, each power of organ of action has come into existence. Understand now? Which means each power of organ of action is connected to a rajasic aspect of one given element. Now you can say, look at the order is given here. Walk. Walk means what now? The power of organ of speech is a product of rajasic aspect of space. Then, our power obtaining in hands, subtle power obtaining in hands, is what? Product of rajasic aspect of the air. Then, the power obtaining in legs is a product of rajasic aspect of fire. Then we say, the evacuation, the power of the organ of evacuation is is the product of rajasic aspect of water. Then the power of organ of procreation is the product of rajasic aspect of earth. Is it clear now? So like this, each subtle power of organ of action is a product of corresponding rajasic aspect of subtle elements. Now we'll go to the next line. Vayavaha Prana Apana Vyana Udana Samanaha. Okay. Now, Vayavaha. Vayavaha means what now? Five. See, Vayuhu is a singular. Vayavaha, plural. But we don't have airs. Vayu literally means air. We don't have five airs. One vital air is called Pranaha. Isn't it? That one vital air called Pranaha has what now? Has five different names. In keeping with five different functions governed by that one air. So called five physiological functions. So pancha pranaha. What about these pranas? My God, pranas alone leave. When the pranas leave, that is what, first, that is how we discover death. The person being dead is determined by what? Whether prana is there or not. There is no way of determining the person being dead, isn't it? Prana is not there, he is dead. Even though mind departs first. Anyway, so what I want is these five, the prana means these five physiological functions, subtle, understand? The subtle aspects. But these five physiological functions, governed by one prana, enjoying five different names, as prana apana vyana samana udana, actually is also product of rajasic aspects of all the five elements, subtle elements. Ten, isn't it? So five physiological we say here. This vayu, one vital air, this vital air which involved in five different functions governing five different physiological systems in the body is also what? Product of rajasic aspect of subtle elements. All the rajasic, all the five rajasic aspects of all the five subtle elements. One prana is a product of rajasic aspects of all the five subtle elements. That is why it is capable of governing five different functions. One air governs five different functions because it is a product of rajasic aspects of all the five elements. There we saw mind, antahkaranam, is the product of sattvic aspects of all the five elements. Whereas here the vital air is a product of rajasic aspects of the five elements. All the five elements. Now we can understand, he is going to define beautifully each prana. But before, I am not going to do that today. I can do that today, but still, and we'll see. Now we can say this five powers, subtle powers of organs of actions, pancha karma indriyani, and the five pranas, five physiological functions, you know. So the pranaha, we are going to see now, together constitute what? Pranamaya koshaha. Pranamaya koshaha, one layer of personality. What is pranamaya koshaha? Another layer of personality. And then which, because why I have to talk about, there is identity with each layer of personality. The person is identified with each layer of personality at different levels. It is like what? You identify yourself with a blue shirt, green pant. It is a layer, isn't it? Layer which is covering. It's like that. So what is pranamaya koshaha? Pranamayaha. So pranamaya koshaha is another given layer of personality, which is nothing but what? The five physiological, the vital air governing five different physiological functions and the five powers of organs of actions together constitute what? Pranamaya koshaha. Now you can understand these three layers of personality. Vijnanamaya koshaha, manomaya koshaha, pranamaya koshaha. Three layers of personality constitute subtle body, sukshma shariram. Now you can understand the entire sukshma shariram is nothing but products of sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements. So subtle elemental product is our subtle body. Our subtle body is also elemental product, therefore material product, therefore matter. That's why each, we see what now, this whole subtle body is divided into three layers of personality. And you understand as what? As three different layers of personality, subtle layers of personality. Understand? And here I want to tell you, now two more layers of personality are there. What are they? Anandamaya koshaha. What is Anandamaya koshaha? I don't need to talk about it now. I don't want to wait. Okay, I want to finish this. Anandamaya koshaha is nothing but avidya. Understand? Which is called karana shariram. Avidya, which is said to be the causal body, is what now? Anandamaya koshaha. Is it clear or not? Very careful. Avidya. What is avidya? Rajav pradana prakritihi avidya. Predominantly rajasic matter avidya. That avidya is the anandamaya koshaha. And other layer of personality, which is also called causal body. What about these three layers of personality which constitute subtle body? The three layers of personality, subtle body, is a product of
sattvic rajasic aspects of subtle elements which are products of predominantly tamasic matter. Got it? Hope doesn't go above the head. I'm definitely not confusing you. Imagine somebody comes and teaches here every word only in English without using one word of Sanskritam. Imagine, how would it have been? Rojiji thinks it would be very nice, but I do not know whether anybody can do it. Okay, now we'll go to the one more layer of personality is there. What is that? Annamaya Koshaha. Gross body is Annamaya Koshaha. Okay, so Anandamaya Koshaha is Avidya, which is Rajapradana Prakritihi. And subtle body is what now? Three layers of personality which constitute the subtle body is a product of, or the products of sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements which are products of predominantly tamasic matter called prakriti. Okay, now the gross body, you know, it is a annamaya koshaha, outermost layer of personality, gross layer of personality. But what is it now? Isn't it? But what is it made of? To understand the gross body, we need to know the gross elements first. Isn't it? So we are not talking about it now. We have to see the creation of gross elements. Then from the creation of gross elements, we get the gross body. Therefore, we have to wait for the last layer of personality. Is it clear? Now we have to see, he is going to explain now, each prana is going to be why we give five different names to one vital air. How each, he's going to say which, even the location also. He is a sthanam, the place of each prana. Why prana is called prana? Why apana is called apana? Are there five different pranas? No, only one vital air. But what are those five different functions? How they get the... Why do you call prana, apana? This definition is going to be given. It's nice, isn't it? But this is not found in Tattva Bodha. This explanation is not given in Tattva Bodha. See, lot of things are discussed in Tattva Bodha already. But what is not given here also is given here. We have covered slowly what? We have covered Karana Shariram, Anandamaya Kosha. We have covered subtle body, three layers of personality, Vijnanamaya, Manomaya, Pranamaya. Isn't it? Only one layer of personality, so it will take time. Don't worry, it will come later on. You have time, okay. Prano nama, pragamanavan. Okay. See, pranaha nama, pragamanavan. See, generally, the word pranaha means the function of respiration involving exhalation and inhalation. The oxygen is called prana vayu. Isn't it? Life. Prana vayu means in Sanskrit oxygen. But generally the word pranaha means what? Life. Pranaha means life. In Sanskritam, also the husband is called Prananatha. He will life of a woman. The Lord, they say, now you are the most beloved of her. They say that. Anyway, that's something not important here. What I want to say, I just thought some Indians may like to listen all those words. Okay. So here, pranaha, literally that means, but here pranaha nama pragamanavan. Pragamanam means going upwards, outwards. Pragamanam. So the vayu which goes upwards, outwards, is called what? Pranaha. And then this prana, where do you feel this prana going out? Only the tip of the nose. When you can really recognize it, if you have flu or some feverish, if you can feel hot air touching you, you can really feel the, every time you exhale, you can feel the hot air touching. Isn't it hot? I mean warm. You can feel that. Which means what? The tip of the nose is the place where you feel the air flowing upwards, outwards. Therefore it's called what? Pranaha. How is he says? Pragamanavan pranaha. And where is it felt? What is its place? Don't say tip of the nose is the place of prana. Tip of the nose is not the place of prana, sthanam for prana. That is where it is felt, isn't it? So he says, nasagravarti. See, nasagra sthanavarti. Nasa means nose, agram means a tip, sthana means place, varti means that which is. So that which is felt at the tip of the nose is the prana, is the vital air which goes upwards, outwards. That is called pranaha. Okay, next. It governs what? It governs the function of respiration. Okay, now we'll say. Apano nama. Apano nama. Avag gamanavan. Paivadisthanavarti. Apanaha nama. You can say ado gamanavan or avagamanavan. The vital air which goes downwards. All our gas. Yeah. So what is the natural thing, isn't it? Anything which goes downward, the air which goes downwards. Well, apana means avag gamanavan or adho gamanavan. Pragamanavan prana, adho gamanavan apana, avag gamanavan. Downwards. And then, what is the place, where do you feel that prana? The place where it is felt is payu adi sthanani. Why payu adi? Payuhu means what? Payuhu is organ of evacuation, excretion. So, the excretory, where it is felt, means in excretory organs such as, you know, excretory organs, organ of evacuation, etc. There it is felt. So, ado gamanavan apanaha. Is it clear? Therefore, it governs the function of excretory system. Is it clear? Now, two systems are over. Vyano nama. Vishwagamanavan. Akhila sharira varti. Okay, the locus where you feel this air is given. This is a particular. Vyanaha, vyanaha, nama, vishwagamanavan. That which, the air which moves all over the body, not doesn't go outwards, upwards or downwards, it keeps moving all over the body. Vishwagamanavan. Vishwak means that which keeps all over the system is called Vishwagamanavan. Which means by keep on moving all over the body, it contributes for the circulation of blood from the heart. Isn't it? Even though all the blood vessels are well connected, even though cholesterol and things are high, blocking the thing, this is vyana only pushes the blood all over, so that helps the heart pump. Understand? The heart is pumping and then somehow the blood keeps flowing all over the body. Circulation is what now? The function of circulation. The circulatory system is governed by vyanaha, which means the circulation, the blood has to move all over, means whose effort is this? Vyana. That's why vishwagamanavan. So where is vyana now? Tell me. All over vyana is. That is why every small, tiniest nerve also now blood keeps flowing, isn't it? The thinnest hairline like vessel also there's a blood flowing. That's because of vyana. Okay. Therefore, akhila sharira varti vishwagamanavan, now which keeps going all over. Then what now? Akila sharira varti. It is obtains in the entire body. Vyanaha. Nice to know all the prana. Next. Udano nama. Kantasthaniyaha. Urdhvagamanavan. Utkramana vayuhu. Okay. This udanaha nama kantasthaniyaha. The vital air governing the given function of retention. The function of retention, retentive system is governed by this same vital air. Therefore it is known as what? Udanaha. And where is it felt here? Kantasthaniyaha. Where does it obtain? In the system. Na? Kantasthaniyaha. Kantaha means neck. In fact, neck means what? Throat. Kantaha literally means neck, not outside, isn't it? Neck means outside. This is throat. So this udanaha is said to be obtaining in the neck, but it means what? It is involved the function of retention. The retentive system is governed by udana. And then urdhvagamanavan. Urdhvagamanavan udanaha.
See, it is that which goes outside. That which goes upwards. Which goes upwards. Is it? Outside also. It's called Urdhvagamanavan. In fact, this Vayu, Utkramana Vayuhu. This Vayu is called Utkramana Vayuhu also. Udana is also called Utkramana Vayuhu. Know why? It is the... When somebody dies, the departure of death, departure of the prana can be determined only by this departure of this udana. It goes outside. And okay? But it goes, it's called utkramana, but now, that which leaves the system and goes out. As long as udana stays here, it retains the prana. When the udana goes out, nothing is retained. The death is, in fact, for the death, that which contributes for the departure of the life, the body is what? The udana. That's why it's called, the departure of prana is called utkrantihi, going out. The departure of prana is called utkrantihi, and utkrant, no? That's why this vayu is called, udana is also known as what? Utkramana vayuhu. Utkramanam or utkrantihi means departure of prana. And this udana is called utkramana vayuhu, because what happened? When does it? Only when the prarabdha ends, life comes to an end, means what? Then that is when udana will be active, otherwise simply it will be there. Suppose any of other pranas, okay? Wherever any problem comes, every prana, every function will be going on properly. Any one function disturbance is there. Whenever any function is disturbed because of the given function of the prana, then udana will go for help. Udana will be available for support. But when udana decides to leave, not udana doesn't decide, I'm saying, departure of udana is what? Departure of the entire sukshma, prana. And departure of the entire prana implies what? Already mind has left. Okay? Mind leaves, along with the mind, subtle powers leave, and then udana leaves. Udana leaves means what? Entire prana leaves. Which means entire sukshma leaves. Sukshma leaves means, then we say, he has passed away. Passed away. Who has passed away? 80 kilos is still here. Who has passed away? Sukshma has passed away. Which means, he has only passed away. He is not, he is still elsewhere. And non-contactable address. He is there, non-contactable address. He is there. Listen, absconding means, that's the exact meaning. Absconded. Nowhere you can contact or get in touch with. But you can make sure he is. Definitely is. Okay. Now we say, udanaha. So the departure of the jiva, the sukshma shariram, isn't it? From the gross body is because of this, as a
function of the udana only. See, the jiva, the prana can go outside of the body through any of the opening. But mostly, generally, prana leaves through the mouth only, the throat only. That is why we say udana is said to be what? No, it's said to be the throat is said to be the place of udana. Sthanam, just approximate, don't think particular sitting there. How you feel it? Udana goes means only this is there. But now we don't feel. Why? We don't want udana to go. Isn't it? That means only we'll know. Anyway. Samano nama. Sharira. Madhyagata. Ashita. Pita. Annadi. Samikarana karaha. Okay. See, samikaranam means equally distributing. Equal distribution is called samikaranam. Samikarana karaha means the maker of, performer of equal distribution. Equal distributor. Understand? One who is involved in the function of equal distribution. One who governs the job of equal distribution. What is equally distributed here? Food eaten, water drunk, juices drunk, isn't it? All that is, all the garbage put in. I don't want to say that. All the food which has been pushed in is what? Anna, ashita, pita, annadi. Eaten, drunk, food, etc. Etc. means what? We don't eat anything else, okay? Only food we eat. Therefore, adi, that what has been put in, where that? Sharira madhyagata. Now, eaten, drunk, food, etc. Where has it gone? Which goes to the middle of the trunk, isn't it? Sharira madhya means what? Middle portion of the body, which is the tummy, isn't it? Or sharira madhyagata. So the digestive system obtaining in the middle of the body, and where with the food eaten, food drunk, sorry, the food, the eaten, drunk food, etc. Which, you know, the food which has been consumed, and which is in the digestive system, our own food bag in the middle of the body, there, and the eaten food is digested, cooked where? Now cooked food eaten again gets cooked, isn't it? Which means what? Then, which means all the food becomes cooked and cooked and cooked and converted into glucose, you know, all carbohydrates, starch, all rice went in, and separation fat, cholesterol, and that fat, saturated, unsaturated protein, and which protein, all those, you know, separation. We eat everything lumps, but somebody has to do the job of separating. What people do outside, in the pasteurized milk, remove the fat, mix the fat and spoil the milk, then sell it, and all dairy cause problems. We'll talk about all those things. But here our system inside does the big job of segregating, mixing up, and then equally distributing all these, is it, in nutrients to the body all over. The samikaranam. So equally distributing all the nutrients from the food consumed. Equal distribution of nutrients. Whatever nutrients we have, we eat magnesium free, and we don't have that deficiency means what? Whatever we put in, that job it does. Maximum it does. No? all separating and then equally distributing everything and converting them into what? Blood, etc. Isn't it? That function is happening in the middle of the body. Sharira Madhya Gata. Ashita Pita Annadi Samikarana Karaha. Therefore known as what? Because involved in the function of equally distributing the food and eaten, consumed, is called Samanaha. So the Samanaha is a name given to the same vital air for governing the digestive system, the function of digestion. In fact, which contributes for the digestion of the food. If Samana is a problem, indigestion problems we have. Isn't it? We all the time, we do a lot of work for Samana. We eating lots of unwanted food or spoiled food, any food. The Samana really must be cursing us. Why? Lot of work for this job. Okay. Samikaranantu. Paripaka karanam. See, beautiful. Here he goes, he gives one more line. He says, what is samikaranam? What is equal distribution of the nutrients of the food and what drinks consumed? Means what? That is explained in the following sentence, which we'll see next class. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.